And we're back.
Welcome to CFO's second episode podcast. I hope you guys liked the first one. It was a lot of fun. This one's going to be quite a bit shorter. But I have Alyssa with me, Brandon, my wife Andrea, woo! And Brian.
Hey, guys.
Brandon, what's going on?
You're always open with me, and I'm not really sure what to say. <at the beginning.
So, guys, we're here. We talked about a little bit about the Open last week, which came out on Monday, and we just talked about the intramural Open that we had, how much fun we had with that. We talked about the captains, and you know the draft is out now, so a lot of you know what team you're on. If you signed up on the board, then you got drafted into a team. If you didn't sign up on the board, get ready to be bribed, coerced, paid, threatened.
You can now, if you weren't drafted, if you didn't sign up early, you can now actually sign up on the board to whatever team you want to be on. And there's already team captains already trying to sign people up themselves, but the actual athlete has to sign their own name on the board. So Matt Costin can't get away with just writing people's name on his team and acting like they signed up for it. They've got to actually do it themselves.
Well, I know I'm looking at all the action that's going on in our private Facebook groups between the teams, and it's getting crazy.
It's exciting. They're excited for it. We've got a month away. We've got the first clinic last week. We did the free mobility clinic for you guys, and that was a lot of fun.
Hope you guys get a lot out of that.
Glad it didn't look anything like the way Nick and I tied up Brandon on last week.
I heard so it did a little bit.
So my wife is pretty excited that we're not on teams. The coaches, you know, we're going to do it at 5 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yeah, we'll all come in at 5 o'clock. We'll warm up. We'll do whatever workout that, you know, we've got to do that night. But it was brutal last year because I think you guys were arguing every Friday night as to who won the biggest spirit.
We've argued Friday through Sunday.
Put me in a really awkward position because I'm the one who had to go and make the deliberate decision.
There were tears.
Oh, Nick.
Sleepless nights. Nick almost slept on the couch several times.
Why'd you make him cry?
So next week then, on Tuesday, is that correct? We're having that gymnastics clinic.
Tomorrow
on Tuesday, we'll be having the gymnastics clinic. So that's Tuesday, January 31st. I'm just kind of reviewing my notes here, guys. So we're going to be covering a lot of different things. So we're going to be going over kipping, toes to bar, pull-ups, chest to bar, burpees, and wall balls. I do want to spend kind of a lot of time really focusing just kind of on the kipping and then the pull-ups and toes to bar aspect of that. I do just want to give you guys kind of a few pointers just to kind of think about as you're coming in, maybe if you have a little bit of time after or before your class and the next day or so before we go ahead and hop into that clinic, that's just a few things that you guys could kind of be working on with the toes bar as well as with the kipping and the pull-ups. Really, you guys, this is going to sound a little bit silly, but practicing the hollow body position and that Superman position on the ground is really just going to kind of give you guys a good base to work off of, just kind of moving forward, kind of stepping into that clinic and then bringing it up onto the bar.
You know, can I say one thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
We talk about sometimes the hollow body, the Superman, it sounds so simple,
yeah.
You know? But whenever we do, Brian said the hardest part of last Tuesday's workout was the hollow body holds. And whenever mm-hmm. I've done a class, a lot of times, that's one of the biggest things that we're struggling with is the hollow body hold. So, I've heard before, you know, gymnasts, they'll spend years on like the very beginning basics. We think of iron crosses or you know muscle ups for them is just getting up on the rings, but we look at these as like those are the complex movements when they spend the years really focusing on those basic movements. So.
Yeah, that's right. That's a really good point. And also, you guys, we are going to kind of actually, like I said, bring this down to the floor and kind of work the progressions from there. So you're going to see a little bit of actually attempting toes to bar from the ground on your back, if that makes sense. There's going to be a little trick to that. But like I said, we're going to kind of work from the ground and then work our way up to the rig and kind of go from there. So I would say definitely if you guys even have toast bar, if you have kipping pull-ups, maybe you feel comfortable with the wall ball, still definitely go ahead, hop into the clinic, you guys. There's going to be a little bit of information and a takeaway for everybody for sure. So looking forward to that.
What do you think as far as getting a pull-up? What do you think is the biggest hurdle? Like, especially I think females are the ones that mm-hmm. struggle the most with getting a pull-up. Most people come and ask, you know, hey, how do we get a pull-up? What do you think is the biggest thing that holds them back from getting their first pull-up or stringing them together?
Yeah, and kind of Nick and I were talking about this earlier as well. Like, getting your first strict pull-up, like, that's a huge deal, right? I mean, people get really excited about that.
Is it strict?
Strict pull-up, yeah. And we really ideally want you guys to have strict pull-ups before we even kind of work on the kipping pull-up. But we can, for sure, just even work on that kip and kind of just get that body control movement down. But I would say one of the main things that I came across as I was kind of researching and planning for this clinic, you guys, is that the lat activation, like kind of that beginning movement of that pull from the bottom of your pull-up is really what it's something that you can kind of break down into accessory work and work on. So I actually do have a couple little drills that we're going to go over Tuesday night to kind of talk about that. And we are going to do that from the rings even, and then we'll go ahead and try and doing it from the bar. But like I said, lat activation is going to be kind of that main key there with that.
Yeah, you know, and I'm like a stickler about the strict.
Yeah.
And I get it, but there is something about, you know, the open magic. You know, people are going to, they're going to try to get their first pull up. So it's not that I'm totally against it. I just don't think it's best case scenario. But I mean, we see a ton of people, they'll get their first kipping pull up.
Sure.
So.
Or yeah. Muscle up. I mean, I got my yep. first kipping muscle up 3 years ago and first strict muscle up, what, December yep. last year? So
I think the biggest thing is just knowing the limits and always working to get stronger. And what I love about what we've seen with Alyssa and these other clinics is there's going to be progressions that you can continue to work. So, you know, you look at a class, you know, we have conversations with the coaches all the time. Pick that one thing, that immediate thing that you can work on in a class because you got, you know, 12, 15 people in there and you have a whole training ahead of you. You know, you just have time for like one thing. But whereas this clinic, there's going to be great progressions laid out, whether you stay on the floor the whole time or you start on the floor and then you're stringing together 10, 15, 20 toes to bar. So, and then you get to take that and you're giving them homework too, right? That's what you're
yeah,
saying.
For sure. I'm going to give you guys a couple things to work on in your free time. Like Nick said, kind of before or after class that you can kind of work on just leading up to the open just to solidify those movements, okay?
One of the things I met with Courtney, and so she's got strict pull-ups, kipping pull-ups, and so I really encourage her to work on the strict. So it's simple things. I'm sure Alyssa's going to give you things too, but she's working on holds, you know, just working up, trying to shoot for 30, 45 seconds. You know, I think those are important things.
All right, cool, guys. Can't wait to see you tomorrow night at the gymnastics clinic. Looking forward to it.
Woo!
Brian, you got the next one.
So next Tuesday, we're going to be jumping into a barbell clinic. And we're going to go through all of the workouts in the open since 2011. And I've done some homework already. And believe it or not, there's only been 7 different barbell movements over the course of the last 6 years in the open. So we're going to take a look at all 7 of those barbell movements. We're going to talk about proper movement for them, whether that's clean and jerk or snatch. But then we're going to look at ideas about cycling those movements. If you remember last year's open, we had those snatches and bar muscle ups. The weight was very light. The RX weight for men was 75, women was 55. So we're going to talk about how to cycle through movements when the weight is very light. We're going to talk about where to breathe, when to breathe, how to pace, when to rest, and strategy for these different workouts. And one of the ideas that I want you thinking about now is how to pace yourself at 80%. I recently listened to a podcast, because I just learned what a podcast is, by Jason Kalipa, who was talking about working, how he watched Rich Froning work at 80%, and then those last 2 minutes, he had an additional 20% left to work at 100% for the last 2 minutes. Meanwhile, Kalipa was working at 100% throughout, and every time he did a WOD, either against or compared himself to Rich Froning, he always lost because he did not know how to work at 80%. So as you're going through workouts this week in preparation for our barbell clinic, in any barbell movements, I want you to think about your breathing. Think about your pacing. Have something left in the tank at the end of the workout, because we're going to strategize all the old workouts from 2011 till last year, and then talk about how to be more efficient in those movements, how to pace those movements, and how to cycle through those movements. So this is going to be pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about it. I've been doing a lot of good homework with that, working out with Nick. He's good at everything, so it's really
I was really going to say, that's really how I've been beating Brandon for all these years, is isn't that right, B? All the 80% work.
No, so I put 80% at the beginning, and all I have is 20% at the
end. No, guys, I do. I think what Brian's talking about is so important. I feel like sometimes we're so aggressive. Sometimes when we're putting the wads in, on especially Tuesdays and Thursdays, if you notice, like this past Tuesday, I didn't even want to put a measure in, but I didn't think people would show up. But really being able to hold it back and work in that 80%, that zone. I'm thinking back of last Saturday, John and I did a workout, and it was four workouts at 80%. And the idea is working in that zone is teaching you how to breathe, teaching you how to pace, with the idea that, you know, you're really growing your anaerobic capacity as well. So your go, the gas to go in that zone. It's not all, you know, as hard as fast you can go. So I think that's going to be a great aspect of the barbell clinic.
Yeah, we're going to take a look at the places to rest when you have a barbell in your hands. And when you don't always realize that the place to rest isn't when the barbell's on the ground. Sometimes that place to rest is when that barbell's over your head, when that barbell's in a front rack position, or when it's in a ready position, not necessarily on the ground, which is what we all think. Drop the barbell, breathe heavy, hands on the knees. And going from there. So you really got to think about it. We're going to take a look at where the right place to rest is. So I'm looking forward to next Tuesday. Tomorrow night's going to be awesome with Alyssa. I hope you come out to see me and work with me next Tuesday night also. Big, what do you got?
I feel like mine's the most boring. You've got gymnastics and barbells, and I got stuck with the rower. But don't be discouraged from that. We're going to go over a clinic with the rower, the jump rope, and the box. So we're going to kind of combine everything else together. It's going to be Thursday, February, is it 16th? February 16th?
Thursday, yeah.
Thursday.
Why? What's Tuesday the 14th?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you for reminding me. So February 16th, we'll do that. So that's the Thursday before the open. It's the last Thursday before the announced workout. And we'll have the watch party that next week, that next Thursday. But the clinic, we're going to talk about pacing on the rower. Both times that there have been a rower in the open, it's been for calories. And a lot of people think you just jump in the rower and start pulling, and magic happens, and all of a sudden you get to 50 calories or whatever. But there's a certain pace that you've got to hit with calories. And I was one of those guys that would jack the damper up to 10 and just go for it, thinking that that's going to get me more calories just because it was harder. And that's not always the case. That's not the most efficient way to do it. So we'll kind of break that down, talk about the most efficient way to do it, learn the cadence on the rower. We'll kind of give you some homework to do for that as well. We'll talk about some double unders. A lot of people say, you know, that one of their milestones is to be able to get double unders. And some people can get a double under, but have trouble stringing them together. So we'll talk about how to string double unders together, and some good techniques and tips to get your first double under. One of the biggest things, I think, that once you become proficient with a double under is learning how to speed it up or slow it down. If we were given a workout that was 200 double unders for time, and you just went all out trying to get double unders and going as fast, get it done as fast as possible, you probably are going to trip more often than not. But if you slow it down in the beginning and learn how to speed it up once you get closer to your goal, that'll kind of help you make you become more efficient in that. So we'll talk about that.
So like, to speed it up, I know I do double unders very slow. Like, is that just getting a rhythm, a cadence?
It's all wrists, and we talk about this all the time. A few minutes ago, we talked about the hollow body position, learning how to stay in that position, learning how to breathe in that position. Let's just say a couple weeks ago, we did that 50 double under burpee workout. And for those people who are able to do those double unders unbroken, they went at a nice steady pace for the first 41, and then the last nine, you speed up the wrist, and learning how to do that, that's all technique, that's all rhythm. So we'll talk about how to do that and some tips and some strategies to help develop that rhythm and pace. We'll also work on the box with the box jumps, learning how to rest at the top of a box. We have some open strategies for the next week because we may see a rower, we may see double unders, we may see box jumps, and you want to be the most efficient person in the gym.
Real quick, maybe Andrea can speak into this, but I've had actual ladies say, I don't want to come to the double under clinic because
what?
Because we wet ourselves when we jump rope.
Yeah.
only
women, normally women that have given birth multiple times even, have problems with that. Don't be afraid to come.
Wait a second. I wet myself all the time when I do double unders. Was there something I need to know?
Yes, there is.
So is there any tips?
I always go to the bathroom right before your workout.
Maybe take we can do yourself. Diapers. Have some on diapers here.
Don't think you need diapers.
I don't think. I mean, are we allowed to talk about Kegels on the podcast?
Kegel exercises.
Is it Kegel or Kegels? I don't do them.
They help, but they're still like, we're babies, you know?
The pens are pretty good also, so if you need to use them, that's fine.
Panty liners.
And we're back.
And we're back. So, anyway, guys, I'm super excited. You know, last year we had a great time. This year we have a great coaching staff. I know each and every one of them that are doing, whether it's Alyssa with gymnastics or Brian with the barbell, Brandon with the double unders, you know, these guys are going to do, they all picked in some ways what they're passionate at, or like, you know, for instance, Brandon said he got the boring rowing and double unders, but, you know, by far he's probably one of the most consistent in the double unders, so I'm excited for him to teach that. But I'm super excited because we have a staff that's passionate about learning. So these guys aren't just coming in with, like, you know, what worked yesterday, but they've really been putting in the time, studying, and bringing some fresh stuff to you. But so I'm excited about that. I'm excited about seeing people get PRs. You know, I know Brandon was really excited when he got his first toes to bar last year in the Open. Right, Brandon?
Everyone who listens to this is going to think I'm the worst athlete.
No, you know, it was so good. Here's the thing is, I'm looking at, like, the barbell. You know, Brandon and I were talking. I really think there's going to be, like, some type of heavy clean, maybe a snatch. We don't do a lot of that work, and, of course, there's going to be scaled options. And, of course, for us, we're going to look after your safety, and we're going to encourage you not to push it beyond the limits. But go ahead and be prepared going into this. And you know what? When the Open's blown by and it's over, you're still going to be able to take those skills that you learned and apply them here, you know, every day. So
I think we're good.
Yeah. Make sure you sign up for the clinic tomorrow, you guys. I'm excited. Yep. Have a good time.
You can go to the website. And it is crossfitinsideout.com/openprep. And you can purchase either one session or all three. All right?
Be sure to go to iTunes and subscribe to this podcast. You can also give us a review there. Rate with your heart and your head. 5-star reviews are great. But we appreciate you listening. Look forward to doing this more with you guys.
And always subscribe your mother, your father, your dog, and your grandma.